Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is chapter 4. This is a new chapter. It's entitled The Atrocities of King Kamsa. I'll read the introduction to the chapter and then we'll chant text number 1. And just as a reminder that today is Ekadashi, fasting from grains and beans and increasing our hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a good day to try to minimize the demands of the mind and the body and to increase our shravanam and kirtanam, hearing and chanting about Krishna. This chapter describes how Kamsa, following the advice of his demoniac friends, considered the persecution of small children to be very diplomatic. After Vasudeva bound himself with iron shackles as before, all the doors of the prison house closed by the influence of Yogamaya, who then began crying as a newborn child. This crying awakened the doorkeepers, who immediately informed Kamsa that a child has been born to Devaki. Upon hearing this news, Kamsa appeared with great force in the maternity room, and in spite of Devaki's pleas for the child, that the child be saved, the demon forcibly snatched the child from Devaki's hands and dashed the child against a rock. Unfortunately for Kamsa, however, the newborn child slipped away from his hands, rose above his head, and appeared as the eight-armed form of Durga. Durga then told Kamsa, "The enemy you contemplate has taken birth somewhere else. Therefore, your plan to persecute all the children will prove futile." According to the prophecies, the eighth child of Devaki would kill Kamsa. And therefore, when Kamsa saw that the eighth child was a female and heard that his so-called enemy had taken birth elsewhere, he was struck with wonder. He decided to release Devaki and Vasudeva, and he admitted before them the wrongness of his atrocities. Falling at the feet of Devaki and Vasudeva, he begged their pardon and tried to convince them that because the events that had taken place were destined to happen, they should not be unhappy for his having killed so many of their children. Devaki and Vasudeva, being naturally very pious, immediately excused Kamsa for his atrocities. And Kamsa, seeing that his sister and brother-in-law were happy, returned to his home. After the night passed, however, Kamsa called for his ministers and informed them that all that had happened. The ministers, who were all demons, advised Kamsa that because his enemy had already taken birth somewhere else, all the children born within the past 10 days in the villages within Kamsa's kingdom should be killed. Although the demigods always feared Kamsa, they should not be treated leniently, since they were enemies. Kamsa should try his best to uproot their existence. The demoniac ministers further advised that Kamsa and the demons continue their enmity towards Vishnu, because Vishnu is the original person among all the demigods. The Brahmins, the cows, the Vedas, austerity, truthfulness, control of the senses and mind, faithfulness and origin of all the demigods, faithfulness and mercy are among the different parts of the body of Vishnu, who is the origin of all demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Therefore, the ministers advise the demigods, the saintly persons, the cows, and the Brahmins should be systematically persecuted. Strongly advised in this way, his friends, the demoniac ministers, Kamsa approved of their instructions and considered it beneficial to be envious of the Brahmins. Following Kamsa's orders, therefore, the demons began committing their atrocities all over Vraja Bhumi. Text number one. Sri Suka Uvacha Bahiranta Puradvara Sarva Purva Varanvritaha Tato Baladvanim Shrutva Grihapalam Samutita Sri Suka Uvacha Bahiranta Puradvara Sarva Purva Van Avritaha Tato Baladvanim Shrutva Grihapala Samuntihitaha. Someone else, please. Sri Suka Uvacha. Ladies, please. Sri Sukovacha. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Bahi Ananta Puradvara. The doors inside and outside the house. Sarva, all. Purvavat, like before. Avrita, closed. Tata, thereafter. Baladvanim, the crying of the newborn child. Shrutva, hearing. Grihapala, all the inhabitants of the house, especially the doormen. Samudita, awakened. Translations. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King Parikshit, the doors inside and outside the house closed as before. Thereafter, the inhabitants of the house, especially the watchmen, heard the crying of the newborn child and thus awakened from their beds." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The activities of Yoga Maya are distinctly visible in this chapter, in which Devaki and Vasudev excuse Kamsa for his many devious atrocious activities, and Kamsa becomes repentant and falls at their feet. Before the awakening of the watchmen and the others in the prison house, many other things happened. Krishna was born and transferred to the house of Yashoda in Gokula. The strong doors opened and again closed, and Vasudev resumed his former condition of being shackled. The watchmen, however, could not understand all this. They awakened only when they heard the crying of the newborn child, Yogamaya. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur has remarked that the watchmen were just like dogs. At night, the dogs in the street act like watchmen. If one dog barks, many other dogs immediately follow it by barking. Although the street dogs are not appointed by anyone to act as watchmen, they think they are responsible for protecting the neighborhood. And as soon as someone unknown enters it, they all begin to bark. Both Yoga Maya and Mahamaya act in all material activities. Prakrite Kriyamani Gunai Karmani Sarvasyaha. But although the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts under the Supreme Lord's direction, Mayajakshena Prakriti Suyusate Sacharacharam, dog-like men such as politicians and diplomats think that they are protecting their neighborhoods from the dangers of the outside world. These are the actions of Maya. But one who surrenders to Krishna is relieved of the protection afforded by the dogs and dog-like guardians of this material world. Om Ajnanatam Anandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in the beginning of this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that the activities of Yoga Maya are distinctly visible in this chapter, in which Devaki and Vasudev excuse Kamsa for his many devious atrocious activities. So as devotees, it's important for us to show forgiveness to each other. There's a lot of times when we step on each other's feet, or so to speak, or we may not speak so nicely to each other, or offend one another. But forgiveness is very important, because through forgiveness, our hearts soften. So here we see that Devaki and Vasudev, despite all these horrible activities that Kamsa had performed, they excuse Kamsa. So this is a great example for us to follow. There's another example that comes to mind. What comes to mind for you all of someone that was very forgiving despite the fact that someone was trying to kill their child? Draupadi. So there's another good example. So I was thinking that when sometimes we're interacting with people, even non-devotees, or people that are trying to be devotees, that they can be very offensive sometimes, as we see sometimes even here in New Dwarka, trying to protect the Vaishnavas, protect the temple, certain individuals, they cause trouble. And there's even those individuals, I've had personal experience where they're extremely offensive and telling me to go places that, you know, are not desirable to go to. But we can't take it personally when these types of things happen, because these individuals are being controlled by the modes of material nature, just like there's that picture in Bhagavad Gita where we see there's different individuals and the demigods and Krishna. They're like these individuals down below, they're like puppets. So those that are in the mode of ignorance, they're affected in one way, and those in the mode of passion are affected in another, and those in the mode of goodness are affected in another way. So the important thing here is that in order for us to not be affected by the modes of material nature, is to hold on very tightly to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, to the lotus feet of Rukmini Dwarkadish, and take shelter of all the Vaishnavas. And on this day of Ekadashi is a day that we can increase our hearing and chanting. So try to chant more attentively, focus on the holy name, pray. It's not enough just to come to the temple and see the deities, put some donation in the Hyundai box and walk out. That's good. It's not enough to just chant 16 rounds and not associate with the devotees. It's not enough to think that I was born in this ISKCON movement, but don't chant 16 rounds a day and follow the regulative principles. In order for us to rise above the modes of material nature, as Krishna was instructed by Arjuna, we have to be very attentive to our chanting, to our morning program, to our everyday practices, how we associate, do service. This is all very, very important. So Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, Prakrite Kriyamanani, Gunai Karmani Sarvasha, Ahankar Vimudatma Kartahamita Manyate. The spirit soul, being bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. So two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, work on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced, Srila Prabhupada writes, convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. We even have experience of this, where through logic and reasoning, we try to explain to somebody that they're not the doer, that there's a higher source, and that we're not the doers. But yet, being so covered over by the modes of material nature, they are convinced that they are the doers. Now, for those who are just won't take to Krishna consciousness, who won't chant the holy name, then we give them prasadam. And that's always that's the secret weapon. You give them prasadam. And if these individuals can appreciate one aspect of Krishna consciousness, then their spiritual life has begun. If I give someone some type of maha prasadam, someone some type of prasadam, even if they haven't been so favorable towards the philosophy or won't even say Krishna, I'll give them a cookie. And I say, that cookie's delicious, isn't it? And then they say, yes, this cookie's delicious. Great. Now they've appreciated one aspect of Krishna consciousness. So we've kind of tricked them. There's different ways to use trickery. I remember my brother once, I asked him, can you say Krishna? And he said, no, I can't. And I said, you can't say what? And he goes, I can't say Krishna. So there's different things that you can do, but prasadam is ultimately the secret weapon. Then there's another verse here that Srila Prabhupada speaks from that made reference to Prakrite Kriyamanane Gune Karmani Sarvasya. Prakrite Okay, I think I revert. Let me see. Okay. Mayadakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Okay, sorry for the delay. This material nature is one of my enemies. I wanted to make sure you were listening, Prabhu. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. It is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all the activities of the material world, remains the supreme director. So remember, anything that is happening in our lives is because Krishna is arranging that. Krishna is arranging that for our purification for one reason or another. So if we see that there's someone that is not treating us so nicely, then Krishna is arranging that for our purification and to forgive that person. And ultimately that forgiveness is for us, so we can act properly. There's nothing worse than carrying around all these bad feelings in the heart of something that someone did. I catch myself doing that for people or towards towards people of something that happened 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So it's important to forgive. And again, that will soften our hearts so we can execute our Krishna consciousness in a very nice way. And we can show kindness to people. At the end of this purport, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about surrendering to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes, "But one who surrenders to Krishna is relieved of the protection afforded by dogs and dog-like guardians of this material world." Every day we pray to Lord Nrisimhadev for protection. To protect us, to start with our own minds, our own material thoughts. And for our own protection. But in this material world, it's padam padam yad vipadam natesham. It's danger at every step. So we take shelter of Lord Nrisimhadev to protect our Krishna consciousness. So in Srila Prabhupada's shloka book, I just wanted to read a few verses about surrender. So the first one that comes to mind here is 4:11. And actually, I'll just read that from directly from the Bhagavad Gita, 4:11. Yeyatam mam prapajante tamstataiva bijamyaham mamavart manavartante manushya parta sarvasaha. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows in my paths in all respects, O son of Prita. So as we surrender unto Krishna, Krishna will reward us accordingly. And I think we all have experience of this. For example, we wake up in the morning, we're surrendering to, okay, I may not feel like getting up, but I'm going to make a go of the morning program. I'm going to make a go of chanting and dancing, as we all did this morning in Mangal Artik. As Maharaj, you led a very nice Mangal Artik. Thank you for waking us up. If we say to the non-devotees, when they ask us, well, what time do you get up in the morning? Oh, I get up at 3:30. I get up at 4 o'clock. They can't imagine that. And what do? I tell them, we have a party. We have a party at 4:30 in the morning. They can't understand. Well, what do you do at the party? I say, we chant and we dance in ecstasy. So we can see that after we go to Mangal Artik and then we go to Tulsi Puja and we chant Japa, we go through the morning program. Think about the difference in the way you felt when you first woke up, and think about how we feel now. What a difference. So the process works, and Krishna reciprocates. Krishna rewards us accordingly. Or even I've heard some of the Sankirtan devotees tell me stories, which I think we all have experience of, where despite the fact it's a bit of a challenge to go out and distribute a book, Krishna reciprocates in some way. And we might go the whole day and have a very slow day, a very challenging day. And at the end of the day, you meet someone, they take a bag of books, they give nice donation. The next week they show up at the temple and they move into the temple. So we never know really where how our efforts will affect people. So we're coming into this Rath Yatra now, festival, and we all can feel it, and we're all being asked to do more. We're getting the tap on the shoulder. Prabhu, do you think you could please do this? And suddenly now our list of our regular everyday service has now doubled and tripled, and even we might be asked to do something that we don't even know how we're going to get it accomplished. But somehow, by surrendering unto Krishna, Krishna makes it very easy for us. So, we have just a little over a week now. Lord Jagannath will appear again on Venice Beach, starting with coming out right here and putting the deities in the cars and driving them to the Roth site. So, if we surrender accordingly, Krishna will reciprocate with us. And at the end, we'll be able to stand in front of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadradev and dance in ecstasy. So, I didn't mean for this to be like a pep talk or anything. And nobody put me up to this, but I just hope that you all have a really wonderful day in Krishna consciousness and enjoy and have an ecstatic day in serving in the next couple of weeks, serving the Lord, and have a wonderful Rath Yatra. Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.